joined in the studio by the Nashville five-piece Johnny Appleseed. 60% of you guys were actually here a week ago.
Yes, we were.
Tried to get you to perform, but Kelsey Walden ended up having to do a solo show. But you mentioned you were going to be back in the area, and so we thought, well, let's put you on and actually get to hear you play. Andrew Hunt, you're the lead singer, so you've got the mic in front of you. Introduce us to your band.
Well, like you said, we were here last week, and we're really happy to be back. I'm playing bass and going to sing a little bit, and then we have Mark Sloan on the guitar, Brett Resnick on the pedal steel, and Casey Driscoll on the fiddle, and Andrew Squire on the drums. And we're getting ready to, this is our first stop on the way to our first gig of a week-long tour of the Midwest.
And where are you going to go to tonight?
Tonight we're headed up to St. Louis, and we're playing at the Schlafly Bottleworks in Maplewood. If anybody is from around that area, I don't know how far you guys are. Radio spread is, but
not quite to St. Louis.
Yeah,
but,
we'll be in Belleville Saturday at Eckert's Apple Orchard for an outdoor summer concert series that they're doing over there. So that should be really fun too.
You guys were telling me before we went on the air that you are a backing band for a lot of different artists in Nashville. Did that lead you to form Johnny Appleseed?
We actually had this project going before. I guess some of us individually have been playing with different people for a long time and had been playing in different varying degrees together in different bands. But we started this project a couple of years ago, and it's just kind of worked out that there's a pretty good little, like a pretty tight-knit scene of traditional country Americana stuff happening in Nashville. A lot of young people doing that kind of thing. And we've been lucky enough to back up a lot of those acts, and we're kind of building a little reputation around that, and it's a lot of fun getting to work up people's songs and kind of contribute to their artistry as well as, you know, work on our own and do our own thing at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm anxious to hear some live Johnny Appleseed. Play a couple of songs for us?
Yeah, sure. We'll start with one. The last set of songs sounded like it was all about California. We're going to bring it back to Kansas, to a little place called Tonganoxie. And this is called the Tonganoxie Song.
There's a place just west of Kansas City where my heart belongs. There's a girl who lives there, oh so pretty, she can do no wrong. With the voice of an angel up above, dipping down to share her love. When she sings her Tonganoxie song.
All right. Just west of Kansas City, where my heart belongs. Yes, the ballrooms don't seem dark and gritty when she comes along. Yes, the pool lamps turn to chandeliers, and I swear there's champagne in the beers when she sings her Tonganoxie song. Of Kansas City, to whom my heart belongs. Yes, it seems I'm in for quite a pity, for I'm not alone. Every Jim, Josh, Joe, and John in town shares this feeling that I found when she sings her Tonganoxie song. When she sings a Tonganoxie song.
right, guys. Johnny Appleseed bringing a little Texas into Kentucky there. Thanks, guys. Yeah. What are you going to play now?
We're going to do a song called Losing Touch. This is more of a kind of country shuffle, our tribute to Ray Price or Johnny Paycheck, a lot of that early stuff, called Losing Touch. I knew from the get-go that you were sticking round long enough to fall for you, so I just fooled around. Now that we've grown apart, words are few and far between, I find that my hardened heart somehow let you in. Why don't you slowly fade away, darling? I need your memories to stop their calling. I didn't cry when you said goodbye. I thought I'd be fine, not by your side. Never thought losing touch could hurt this much. Well, the first thing that we lost were the calls on the telephone. Next were the letters that you always used to write. Till the only thing that we had left were a few old memories. I thought I would be alright, but now I finally see. Why don't you slowly fade away, darling? I need your memories to stop their calling. I didn't cry when you said goodbye. I thought I'd be fine, not by your side. I never thought losing touch hurt this much. I never thought losing touch could hurt this much.
Great stuff, guys. I'm going to say the same thing I told Kelsey last week. You skipped a few decades, but you skipped the good, the decades you want to skip are the ones you skip. That sounds like classic country. That's awesome stuff. You guys recorded an EP in February, and you got to do it in Tony Joe White's studio. Yeah. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience, and we were talking about it beforehand. It's a actually, this house that he owns in Franklin, Tennessee, just like 30 miles south of Nashville, and it's an old Civil War. It was a Civil War hospital back in, you know, the 1860s, and it's just this really cool old house. And it's kind of, they say one of the upstairs rooms is haunted, so they never go in there at all. Nobody lives there. It's just kind of like a recording studio slash office space for Tony Joe White. And our buddy, who's an engineer in town, he actually worked on Tony Joe's most recent couple of records. And so he was able to, he engineered our record and kind of helped produce it. And so it was really cool to work with him. And he has an old 1-inch tape machine in there that we recorded analog, our 3-song EP. And it came out earlier this year.
And then you've got it up on Noise Trade with two additional songs, right?
Yeah, just last week we put it up. We recorded a couple more songs since then. That last track that we just played, Losing Touch, is one of them. And we're going to play the second additional track, too, here in a few minutes, I hope. But it's up on Noise Trade right now for free download. So we just want to get the music out there. So go ahead and find that on there. Noisetrade.com. I think it's johnnyappleseed.noisetrade.com for free download.
I'm speaking with Nashville band Johnny Appleseed. They're a five-piece on their way to play in St. Louis this evening, and they are kind enough to stop in our studios and play some music for us. Has the lineup remained constant over the life of the band, or has there been some change?
Early on, we had some different people playing, and I recently just started playing bass a few months ago. And so we were kind of cycling through bass players. There's just not enough bass players to go around in Nashville. As I've found out, I'm super busy just with bass gigs now, which I'm really happy about. It was a good decision to start playing the bass. But since we recorded those first three, the EP, it's been a set lineup, and it's just been working really great. And like we said before, we've been playing with a lot of other acts around town. So we see each other, almost every day between rehearsals and gigs. And it's great. It's really fun to be able to play with, you know, your friends and just kind of make good music.
So all the session work, normally I would ask if that is hard on the band, but it seems like you guys are playing together enough that in a way you kind of help your chops at the same time.
Yeah, it does kind of help with, like, the chemistry, I guess, and, it, you know, we're pretty comfortable on stage together and communicating, especially, like, the lead players, Brett and Mark and Casey, can just sort of, when you play in Nashville so much of the time, it's kind of like each gig is a different band. There's so many players there, it's easy to just kind of find a band and put it together, but it's nice when you play with the same people more than once, and you can kind of establish a little bit of a relationship, because it shows on stage, because there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of communication that goes into a live performance, and it's nice to be able to trust the other people on stage and know where they're going to go and be able to kind of lead them one way, or, you know, a little push and pull, and but work together. So we've been doing a lot of that, and I think it's been good for us as a unit, the band.
There's a disconnect between what's on CMT and what's on commercial radio coming out of Nashville and what Johnny Appleseed's playing, and Andrew Combs and Caitlin Rose and Kelsey Walden. You're playing classic country and honky-tonk and Texas swing. Is there a movement, a strong movement going on in Nashville of playing this kind of traditional music?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know if it's – I feel like there's definitely – It's hard from our perspective because we're, like, surrounded by it, and it is strong in that regard. I mean, there keeps us busy, and there's a lot of really great stuff being created there. And the scene seems to be growing there, too. More and more people are moving there and kind of, like, you know, bringing their own kind of taste and flair and it within that traditional country kind of honky-tonk sound. So I don't know. I guess you could say there is definitely a movement, and there's people kind of figuring out that music is really great, and there's so much of it out there, too, that's not, I mean, that you have to go to the record store and dig through the, you know, dollar bins to find, I mean, tons of great records that just aren't, I mean, there's on YouTube, maybe people upload, you know, the classic, like, you put the record on the player and it's a video of the record spinning. Those are my favorite YouTube videos.
That's probably some of the best stuff on YouTube.
It is, and that's the only place you can find a lot of that stuff, unless you go find the record yourself.
Of which we have several here.
I know. I love this. I love this.
You were admiring some of those LPs last week.
Jim Post, the crooner from outer space. It's my favorite record to cover.
Johnny Appleseed, Andrew Squires on drums, Casey Driscoll fiddle, Brett Resnick on pedal steel, Mark Sloan lead guitar, Andrew Hunt on bass and lead vocals. You got a couple more for us?
Yeah, sure. We're going to play a song called The Hammer Song. It's hammer time. One, two, three.
wing it till you're gray and no. Swing it night and day. You got bills that you got to pay. Well, it's a long time before you make back what you owe. Oh, 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 oh. Swing that hammer now. Fill the air with that cold metal sound. A 9 to 5 will be just fine, but you better find you a 5 to 9, cause there'll be time for sleeping underground. Flies by when you're occupied. When an occupation is an aggravation, is it when your patience starts a wearing thin? Laboring lawfully makes for an awfully hard life. It seems like it ought to be more than just sink or swim. Hey, the boss man says to stand up straight, to put that smile back on your face. I give them what they want or else you're through. Earning less than you deserve, at least plenty of room for to be concerned. At least you know exactly what to do. You got to swing that hammer low. Swing it till you're gray and old. Swing it night and day. You got bills that you got to pay. Well, it's a long time before you make back what you owe. Oh, 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 swing that hammer now. Fill the air with that cold metal sound. A 9 to 5 will be just fine, but you better find you a 5 to 9, cause there'll be time for sleeping under. Plenty of time for sleeping under. There'll be time for sleeping underground.
Yeah, good stuff. Johnny Appleseed from Nashville, Tennessee, playing live here on Sounds Good here on WKMS. One more for us?
Yeah, we're going to play the second previously unreleased exclusive for free download on Noise Trade track now called We're on the Way. You want to kick it, Mark?
I'd like my name and life, chilled champagne and fuzzy dice, hanging from the window inside my tour bus, where everybody knows your name and they all smile when I say I'm new in town, but I'm here to play. It's a little bit dirty, it's a little bit sad. These times we have been, these times we've had. Hey, well, at the 1 hour up on the stage makes it for the rest of the day. Well, I tell you, boys, we're on the way. Until then, I'll indulge in my styrofoam flavored coffee and soggy cigarettes. Them fancy clothes sure fit you nice. I bet you get them special size, tailored up for the one and only. The gas station fashion statements seem to be the norm for me and mine. They're nothing special, but they do the trick just fine. It's a little bit dirty, it's a little bit sad. These times we're having, these times we've had. Yeah, well, that 1 hour up on the stage makes it for the rest of the day. Well, I tell you, boys, we're on the way. Until then, I'll indulge in my styrofoam flavored coffee and soggy cigarettes. Well, my money makes the wheels go round, lets us cover all his ground. But that dude that there ain't much left to show. I'm scraping up my pennies, but my mom still thinks I'm skinny. These cans of beans just don't stick to the bone. It's a little bit dirty, it's a little bit sad. These times we're having, these times we've had. Yeah, well, that 1 hour up on the stage makes it for the rest of the day. Well, I tell you, boys, we're on the way. Until then, I'll indulge in my styrofoam flavored coffee and soggy cigarettes. I repeat, I say, till then, I'll indulge in my styrofoam flavored coffee and soggy cigarettes.
Johnny Appleseed from Nashville, Tennessee. For more information about the band, where can people go?
JohnnyAppleseedTheBand.com is the best way to find all, you know, all facets of social media or downloads, music, videos, whatever. It's all there. JohnnyAppleseedTheBand.com.
And you're playing tonight again at
Schlafly Bottleworks in St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you so much for playing for us on Sounds Good today.
Thank you, Tracy.